Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I'm in the store last night. Some guy walks by me and just gives me a dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Moves on.
Yeah.
He recognized me because I had my Yale t-shirt on.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
Are you sure it wasn't Dewey Dewey?
Dewey Dewey. Dewey Dewey. Dewey Dewey. If you had a buddy named Dewey, just yell Dewey Dewey. They love it.
They can't.
His bud loves it, and also the guy called yesterday. Oh, I haven't heard that yet. Great. And he got a bunch of texts after that from buddies. Hey, Dewey Dewey.
He called me back 2 minutes later. He's like, I got 3 texts already. Thanks, guys.
Dewey Dewey.
Dewey Dewey.
Sean Gannett and Greg Warren later on. Paul Mercurio's en route on the flight, so he won't be here live till tomorrow. But he starts tonight at the Funny Bone, funnybonemo.com. Greg Warren's flying in to do the show with us because Greg's going to be here during the holidays at the Funny Bone, and we will not be live. And Sean Gannett's actually with Mercurio this weekend.
Yes,
at the Bone,
he is.
Right?
In Minneapolis, a microbrewery there was decided to release a new beer that they called Dilly Dilly.
But Budweiser said no.
They a double IPA called Dilly Dilly.
I guarantee you Budweiser did something with that name.
This was a big publicity stunt because they sent some guy dressed up like one of the medieval characters from the commercials.
I understand that, but Budweiser probably has that trademarked.
No.
They don't?
Yes. Well, yeah, they do. Yeah. And then they gave him a cease and desist. This guy read them the cease and desist.
Like the town crier.
The town crier goes in.
Then. Okay.
They are releasing the new beer, the town crier comes in with his official proclamation saying, y'all cease and desist after this one little run of this, because we've got Dilly Dilly, y'all don't. But so, they did it in a nice way, but they still gave him a cease and desist.
Yeah.
No, that's it was
Do you think the people that invented the beer were in on it, too?
Yes, of course they were.
Oh. So it was a local promotion,
and
you
Budweiser,
think?
Of course, was in on it. Because guys like us will talk about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, it was a total.
Yeah. You know, it was. I mean, obviously Budweiser was in on it. I think the other people, they probably invented it just to make, hey, we'll do this deal. You guys come and give us a cease and desist, you know.
Well, the people that made the beer said, what happens when your slightly naive ideas turn into Bud Light executives and their ad agency staying up all night to come up with a script and then flying somebody out of New York at 8 o'clock in the morning to be there for your beer release and then give you a cease and desist letter and tickets to the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
so they said, cease and desist. Don't do this anymore. It's not cool.
But they want to make it, they want to make it friendly.
But they did it in a very friendly way.
A very cool way. It might not have been designed by them. But if you have a company, don't you know you can't do that? That's just the most obvious thing in the world. You can't take a commercial, use their slogan, and just slap it on.
You would think that they know.
We know that. You just can't do that. I mean, normal people would just know that.
Maybe they
especially
did.
Especially a place that does this. They wanted a cease and desist, right?
You don't think Budweiser called them up and said, hey, why don't you make a beer called Dilly Dilly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think after the fact, they called and said, listen, you can't do that, but let's make something out of this.
You think the sequence of events was they made a beer called Dilly Dilly. Budweiser heard about it.
Called and made it a fun deal.
And then they made it a fun deal.
Sure. I think that's probably the appropriate way.
Made it a fun cease and desist.
Yes.
Absolutely. So they looked cool, because they actually looked cool. It was pretty well played.
Yes.
Obviously, it worked. Yeah, they offered him a private tour of the pit of misery if they did not cease and or desist.
I've always wanted to get one of those, but none of the bosses I've ever worked with did.
Give you the pit of misery?
No, the cease and desist order.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought
my favorite one is
that
you can't say
you've been given a tour
you can't
of the
say
pit of misery.
Super Bowl in commercials. That's just a stupid
or
thing.
March Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I don't think the NFL wouldn't have the sense of humor Budweiser would.
No, but
also I don't think they would try to crush you.
I never understood why you couldn't say Super Bowl party. I understand you don't want the NFL on your ass, but you know it just sounds stupid. You know.
Well, you can say Super Bowl party.
No, no, in a commercial you can't.
Not in a commercial
or a promotion.
Yeah, if you're making money,
that's why. If you ever hear a radio station, the big game, or all the big games in March, those things.
You go, the college basketball championship.
Thank you. And when you hear that and thinking these people sound like idiots, well, it's because they have to sound like idiots because everybody's sued.
The college boys and their round ball. Right. That's why they have to say that.
Thank you, Coach Harp.
Instead of March Madness.
That's a Dick Harp line.
You can't say March Madness.
Dick Harp later on this morning in the studio along with Greg Warren.
Join the college boys putting the round ball into the peach basket.
All right. Well, that's old school there.
It is.
I'm Michelle Bachmann. Birthday, it was on this date in 1799. We lost George Washington at the age of 67.
He would have been what? Because he's one you can say that about.
He would have been older than 67.
He'd have been a Highlander if he's still alive. That's the key.
1799?
Yes, in 1799, he was 67. So... we get our subtraction and addition kings going.
I'm not addition king, and I don't want to subtract. My head hurts.
218 years.
There you go.
Plus 67.
That's it. That's a plus, then. That's you. That's,
yeah, that's an addition.
That's one of you
thing.
Plus guys. I'm a minus guy. I'm always thinking minus. that's kind of true, actually. I'm not a positive guy. I don't add things. I subtract things. Now, that's okay with that. That
correct
takes it
me
away
if I'm
from
wrong,
that.
But I did it by because I did it by hand.
That's
here.
Not how you do that, man. I subtracted my head.
And 85.
All right.
He would have been 285.
That'd have been old.
Boy, that makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's just in his birthday or the anniversary of his death?
This is his Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Okay. Right. So he would have been 285 when he died.
Happy birthday!
No, that hasn't really caught on like I thought it should.
What?
Michelle Bachmann birthday.
No. But we're sticking to it.
I like it.
Right. I like it too.
We have to explain all the time to comedians. That's kind of a pain in the ass, but whatever. Michelle Bachmann, crazy woman that represented Minnesota for a while there. Wished Elvis a happy birthday on the day of his death.
Was that the
anniversary of his death?
Was it the 2012 election?
We do that. I don't want to get into
it.
It
was 08.
08. She ran 08.
We've been doing that bit for 9 years.
Right.
Wow.
And it's certainly not the dumbest bit we do.
It ain't the dumbest.
No.
Another one coming up in sports.
Michelle Bachmann birthday.
That's right. Michelle Bachmann birthday. Coming up in
sports. Teasing the Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Last night.
Speaking of dumb bits, you know the who's taller thing. I actually had someone stop me in the hall and say, "Wow, I didn't realize Saddam Hussein was 6'1". I always think these people are shorter.
You should say yours.
Wow.
No, you got to learn how to play who's taller. There's algorithms, like Petey said. Right. You've been in the same room with them. You see them standing next to other people you've been in the same room with. If they're standing in front of somebody in a photo, there's a lot of algorithms.
Yep.
Yeah, that statue they tore down.
We did a whole thing about Amy Mann from Till Tuesday yesterday, which was just bullet to the head worthy. And I blame myself for a lot of that.
Good.
No, I helped.
I know.
And then I looked up more.
Yeah.
I always try to contribute.
Speaking of beer, Beyonce has issued a cease and desist letter to Brooklyn's Lineup Brewery after it created a beer called
Tap That Ass?
Beyonce.
Okay.
B-I-E-R, Beyonce.
Yeah, because you know Beyonce just chugging beer every weekend.
Coach.
That's her deal. That's how she stays great in shape. Chugging beer.
Oh, look at this.
Greg Warren's in the house. Sean Ganance in the house.
Sean. Oh. Come here, baby.
So Beyonce issued
a cease and desist.
Because.
But she wasn't cool about
she's
it.
A big drinker.
She doesn't want them calling her, you know.
I don't want to drink something called Beyonce anyway, do you?
not really.
Sounds, that sounds like some puss would drink.
Unless it's right out of her ass.
No, not even me.
Use the leather.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you are. You're that leather geek at the
You'll
bar.
Drink any
you,
kind
you guys
of beer
like
they
to say that, but I'm
you.
Not.
Well, you're more than we are. That's
well, that doesn't
bar.
Take much. Yeah. If, I drink more than one kind of beer.
Beyonce manufactures beer. I want it straight from her tap.
That's a good idea.
And I drink it.
That's the kind of comedy you flew in for, guys. Right there.
I didn't know you could do that.
Greg Warren, Sean Gaudin, hi guys.
I wanted to say, me too. I'll drink. Me too. I want to drink that, but then that's the wrong thing to say.
Yeah,
it's the wrong me too.
Oh, that's wrong with me too.
It is wrong, but you've come to the right place to say that.
All right, let's explain this. Sean is with Paul Mercurio this weekend at the Funny Bone, beginning tonight. Paul's en route; he couldn't get in last night. And then Greg is at the Funny Bone in Omaha. When?
The 28th through the 31st, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve weekend,
right? Yeah, and you guys are going to be gone.
We're going to be gone, so Greg was kind enough to fly up and join us for the show, so we'll plug that all morning long. So thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys,
great
man.
Great to be here.
Yeah. I saw you. I saw that Colleen was tweeting you out Facebook, and you just hanging out in stores with her last night?
Yeah, we went to Hy-Vee, and I'm just poking some plush animal with a stick.
I saw that.
It's junk.
Yeah. I want to ask you.
That's what I do.
You still live in L.A., and I saw some of your social media photos from your balcony. How close were those fires? Looked pretty close to me.
Oh no, that was a sunset fire.
That was a sunset. Okay.
It was the sunset, but like the haze and the orange sky, it was just creepy. It magnified the whole sky and just made everything look like the end of the earth.
Yeah, my daughter said there have been some pretty spectacular sunsets in Southern California.
And also
because
some
of all the smoke.
Just going to hell, man.
Yeah.
It's just brutal.
Well, that the most recent social media fire video was that morning commute on the 405.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. That wasn't nature, really, like wildfires. That was homeless people cooking and leaving unattended fires. That's what happened.
That's happened there?
Yeah. That's what the Sepulveda Pass fire was, homeless people.
Have they ever found the guy that saved the bunny?
I don't know.
Two or three guys are coming out and saying they saved the bunny. I think you're an ass have. You claim you saved the bunny. Yeah. You ain't the guy that saved the freaking bunny.
Right.
Last night?
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I would cook that bunny on this fire here.
That's what those transients are doing.
They would eat the bunny, right?
Yeah.
Why not start a fire, brother? I mean, they're not going to notice everything's on fire right now.
Oh, man, just leave it. Yeah, it'll go out.
My favorite, they took that, because you could see the cities. On the, was it 405 you said?
Yeah.
That actual photo shows the cities, but I saw the Photoshop is great, which says, welcome to 2018.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite one.
That was,
my favorite was, welcome to Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was my favorite. That made me laugh really hard. Yeah.
What's the one that's still out of control? It's huge.
I think those are Ventura.
I forget the name of the fire.
Yeah, Ventura fires.
They're as big as the New York and Boston combined, the area of those fires. The
and
And we're not paying attention because we're not living in L.A. No. But the people, it's a huge deal. People are losing their houses, man.
Well, it's because of the Santa Ana winds. Those winds start.
It's a new normal, Jerry Brown said.
Yeah, just one gust of wind can pick up one of those smoldering embers.
But
and
nothing's
like,
happening. Nothing's happening with the weather. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, right.
It's all the same.
Yeah, no, it's
but it's getting into the national forest by Santa Barbara, and that national forest is huge, and that's going to get torched up.
Yeah, it's just ready to go. One of those embers just gets lifted up by the winds.
That's why random houses will burn them.
Yeah,
the side it won't
burn.
It's
neighborhoods now. Right. It's not just people
one,
in the hills.
There's a neighborhood shot. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for those people.
It's like Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was just going to say that. Damn it.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, that is some high-dollar real estate that's getting burned up, too.
It got close to Gross.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I saw Gross posted that. Our buddy Mark Gross is a writer and a comedian out there. And I saw he posted it. His house was saved, but it was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the, because he lives, out in the canyon, I think. And it's sort of a...
Man.
He lives right, he's got a spectacular view of Six Flags. Like, just, overlooking Six Flags.
Every time I see disaster areas in nice places, I still just get past it and go, oh, that's nice. Because I joke about this before, because I I'm not hammering my city, but it's not exactly the prettiest city.
Sure.
And it's obviously not the warmest city. And you live in St. Louis, exactly. Not the prettiest city, not the warmest. I am hammering it.
Yeah. Tyler's, you're completely missing the point. Look at that house right there.
Yeah.
Here's what happened.
Do they live in stuff like
that?
There's a disaster area.
But it's beautiful up in flames.
My favorite part was there was a Haiti, the hurricane that hit Haiti years ago.
Oh, it was an earthquake.
Earthquake.
It was an earthquake,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, an earthquake.
But after the fact, when they didn't show, they would just show parts of the island, I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a beach and a...
Yeah, I can live there.
I'm thinking, this is great. I want to go there.
Look at the same palm trees.
Yeah, that's the same thing when I see LA. I see palm trees. When they're not showing the fire, they show the actual city. I go, oh, it's still 75 and sunny.
Oh, and the sunsets are spectacular.
Tyler makes all of his vacation decisions based
on swear to God,
natural disasters.
I thought the same thing during the 92 riots living in Cleveland.
Thank
at
you.
The LA riots. I'm like, man, palm trees.
I know. There's stuff that happens around it, and I keep thinking, I'd still be there. I just wouldn't go to that area.
Reginald Denny's laying with a brick in his head on Normandy, and I'm like, yeah, but it's warm.
But it's warm. Yeah. That's what happens when you live up north.
Yeah, no.
You think of gorgeous weather around natural disasters.
But you didn't have to drive on ice to get that brick in the head.
You know, I did that during the Irma.
Yeah.
They kept showing the Virgin Islands. I'm thinking, okay, well, that's pretty cool, the beach. Okay, there's a bunch of houses wiped out, but there's a beach and it's sunny.
There weren't a lot of flattering images coming out of Puerto Rico, though.
But even then, they still showed in areas that weren't affected that much, and they showed a beach. They showed a beach and a beach bar. I said, hey, Puerto Rico, let's go.
Yeah. I saw some of the Virgin Islands one, and there's a beach there.
Exactly.
And by the way, I just saw yesterday Puerto Rico said, We're open for tourism.
Really?
Come on down.
They need the cash.
Yeah.
Cheap rates.
I was there recently.
When were you there recently?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, and I don't think they're completely open.
So, was it a cruise ship?
Yeah, I was just off a cruise ship for a day or something. It was like
in Puerto Rico.
And it was
pretty brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I was trying to. I got the one thing that I want is Starbucks because you can't get good iced tea on those cruise ships.
Okay,
no, don't do it. No.
You're giving me crap. So you're getting off a cruise ship where you're just performing and making money and also eating and drinking and having a good time.
Yeah.
And you're going into Puerto Rico looking for drink
Starbucks
iced tea.
There. Yeah,
they have that fountain iced tea stuff on the cruise ships, and I like iced tea. I'm not saying I'm living a tough life here. Okay,
no, I'm talking about you got off in Puerto Rico where people are like begging for clean water. And they're drinking poop.
Hey, wait a minute. They're also, they need somebody to infuse something in the, I was trying to infuse money into the economy.
By looking for iced tea.
Yeah, I was, I did.
So how'd you find it? Did you ask a homeless guy where the great iced tea was?
No, I mean,
hey, this is really great iced tea.
I knew he'd set you up for that one.
Warren, you met what's his name?
I told these guys
story about 1,000 times.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it was really great. It was really great iced tea.
It was really
DeMone?
Great. So I go to.
Do they know who DeMone is in Puerto Rico?
Oh yeah, he was huge.
It's the United States. It's the United States.
Yeah. He kind of looks Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he kind of does actually. Right.
Did they make the iced tea without electricity?
They.
Or does the kind you like demand electricity?
No. It's okay.
Warren doesn't drink that sun tea crap.
Yeah.
Did you find any?
I did find a Starbucks open, but I was like, let's just go to this. I looked on Google Maps, and I was just like, I get in a cab, and I'm like, just take me to this hotel. And he's like, and I'm like, I'm going to the Starbucks because I saw one in the hotel. And he was like, dude, none of the hotels are open, man. I mean, so it was in San Juan, and there's like giant, big resort hotels, beautiful.
Just
resort.
Shut down.
Nothing, nobody in there.
Man.
You know, like, so.
I know nice homeless shelters.
I found one, and there was a bunch of those, FEMA guys, hanging out
right,
in there.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff coming back, but it's not.
I understand that. These guys are busting their ass. I'm on this cruise ship.
I mean,
that's fine.
You're the one looking at disaster photos.
I know, but you gave me crap, and now you're doing. We're the same. We're elitist white guys.
Insensitive.
Insensive white
guys. You're right.
And I don't care.
Yeah, I will tell you, man.
We're just saying that. If we were there, we'd actually be helping. Not looking for ice.
Well, I'd help a house near the beach, though.
I helped. I gave a guy. There was a convenience store open, and I did feel guilty. I'm like, man, I'm a jerk. And there was some Pringles. I got some Pringles, and I gave them like $20. And they were like, "Here's your change." I was like, "Just keep it."
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were like, "Oh, thanks, man." Yeah.
That's good.
Really.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. What a jerk.
But nobody's talking about what the real disaster, the coming disaster in Puerto Rico is going to be. If they're saying that we're open for tourism and no hotels are open,
To, yeah, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do? When a bunch of Americans come down there going, hey, I had a reservation.
Right.
I had a group meet. That,
no.
They're going to
no,
shut
I mean,
them.
I mean, I bet you they have like certain little areas right. that are like, you know, hey, here's where you can go and here's this one resort.
But the weather had to be gorgeous, right, when you were there? It was beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. And the, I mean, I saw like.
That's all I care about.
The coolest thing I saw, because I kind of got lost walking around and.
And you do not look Puerto Rican.
Yeah. No, no.
Were you in San Juan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was in San Juan, and I was walking around, and there was like just a giant iguana that just ran across a parking lot, and I was like, that's the coolest thing. And, like one of those
well, how big
like
was
pet
it?
Store.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh, really?
Yeah, like
it's wild.
I don't know, 4 feet or something. I mean, right. it was giant, just wild iguana. I was like, all right, man, this is. You guys are going to make it back.
Yeah, that's what they have to eat.
That's the sign.
Yeah, that's what they're eating now.
Is that's what you had to
iguanas.
See to say
it. It was carrying a baby, too. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was huge, man.
But there were palm trees, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Was your name Gringo?
Greg there? Warren, Sean Gannett with us. Oh, we need a break, actually. So, all right. Quick commercial break. Petey Mac, a little sports later on.
Dilly-dilly.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Paul Mercurio. And if you want to make reservations.
Funny dude,
the,
man.
Yeah,
funny
Paul's
dude.
A great dude. Along with Sean Gannett. Who else is with that weekend?
Sean O'Brien.
Oh, Sean O'Brien.
Yeah,
that's
O'Brien,
right. Yeah, all right.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, Sean's coming in with the
Mercurio. He'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.